Will didn't know why, but something told him this wasn't a man who would be easily tricked with a lie. Well, he sort of sputtered.
Spit it out, the old man said.
Bet and Ezra both went rigid in anticipation of his answer. Even Cebrus lifted a sleepy eye in apparent interest.
We hit him. Since you're a mender and all, we didn't think you'd be okay with healing a dark hand.
Ah, and you would have been right in regards to many menders, but not to me. I've always been of the mind that a person gets to prove who they are, not by what powers they have, but by how they decide to use them.
The old man waited for some response, but Will didn't know what to say.
Well,
the old man said irritatedly,
call it in here.
Will stood, went to the door, and pushed it open about halfway. Swoop, he called. Come on, Swoop. It's okay, you can come in. Swoop flew through the door and alighted on the table. The black and glowing purple of Swoop's wings and body were a stark contrast to the gleaming white stone. Once she settled, she became very intent on Cebrus, who also stared back with attentive eyes.
You don't know what this is to you. I mean, not really,
the old man said.
You're from across the portal. You're not from Androsia.
Androsia?
Yes. Everything you see, this whole world, is Androsia.
Will felt stupid. He wondered what Ezra and Bet were thinking. The old man continued.
You have no idea how to use this Kakrit, what it means to you. You need a teacher.
And who's going to teach him? Ezra said. You? The man erupted into a bit of hysterical laughter.
Goodness no, child. I can no more teach him the ways of the Dark Hand than you. But there is one who can.
Who? Bet sounded critical.
Why, my brother, of course, he said.
Your brother's a Dark Hand? Bet said. I thought it ran in families.
No, it certainly does.
The old man's eyes flashed toward Will.
But there's hardly anyone these days who's purely from one specific line. Tell me, boy.
He looked at Will now.
What's your last name?
Gladman? Will didn't really know what had happened. It was like all he could tell was the truth.
An interesting choice. Nothing like the old one at all. I guess that's probably for the best.
Listen, Will said. I have to get home. I can't go and see a teacher. If I do, I'll never make it tonight. Before the portal closes, I mean.
Child, you're not getting back through that portal. It's too late for you. Be glad you're a Dark Hand. It's your only way back.
Will felt a few tears pool in the corner of his eyes.
It's okay, the man said. You were meant to come here. If you never had, there would have always been a part of you that you'd never known existed. A missing link.
He chuckled and smiled. The man lifted his hand, and Swoop actually flew to it. She seemed comfortable, though there was an obvious tension between her and Cebrus.
Go to your master,
he whispered to the bird, and Swoop flew to Will's shoulder.
Now there's two ways to reach my brother, he said. One is quick but dangerous, and the other, well, it's a fair amount slower and a good deal harder to find. You tell me which way you want to follow.
The question is, which way should Will ask for? Quick but dangerous, or slow but hard to find?